You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What's going on, everybody? You're now tuned into the 7K Pick podcast on the Fresh Take Network. I am the Senator, and obviously, as you can tell, I normally don't do the intros on these, but for this one, I'll be rolling a little bit solo. Josh is going to be putting in something about his picks and stuff after this, but for this part here, it's just myself, so tune in. So on this episode, we're going to talk about the past week that happened in football. We're also going to talk about give you a preview and my choices on the betting lines for this coming week. If you notice that I'm talking a little bit different right now, is I got a tooth extracted this past week, and I'm just trying to do my best to get through this because giving y'all quality content is what we try to do here on the 7K Pick podcast. So let's talk about last week. We had a game on Thursday. We had the Eagles versus the Texans. Wasn't a bad game. For a Thursday night game, it definitely was not a bad game. Everybody already assumed Philly was going to take that, but Houston actually covered the line, which was a little bit insane to me. But I think one of the standout things for that is not only the fact that Philly is 8-0, but I think one of the big things about it was for the Texans, they may actually have a guy right now. Damian Pierce, he may actually be a guy right now. He put up a lot of yardage. He ran the ball really well. I'm looking at the numbers right now. He rushed 27 times, had 139 yards. That's pretty good. Now, am I saying that Houston has a lot of potential? No. Their season is already written out. But for what they have currently and what they might be able to build on, you might have a franchise running back right there. Let's just see. Let's give him a couple more weeks. I don't want to put that pressure on him right away, but he looks like he has potential, so watch out for that one. Now let's look on the Sunday games. Obviously, I gotta start with my team, the Atlanta Falcons. Man, that was a rough way to end the game. We played really well. It was so glad to see CP back. If you guys don't know who CP is, that's Cordarrelle Patterson. Really good to see him back. I like the usage of the running back situations because that's how we play. We rush the ball a lot. So I like to see that. But, man, dropping the ball, getting the ball returned, Khalil Mack getting a strip fumble, like there was just a lot of things that did not go right for the team. That loss was tough, seeing that we were at the top of the division at 4-4, and then that loss dropped us to 4-5. The Buccaneers won, so they're tied at 4-5, but because they beat us before, they're at the top of the division. But the NFC South is not a good division. I will openly admit that it is not a good division at all. A lot of these divisions, to tell you the truth, aren't good divisions. But at least for my team, we still got an opportunity to try making the playoffs. I just want them to play well. I just want them to get at least 8 wins. 8 wins at this point might even win you the division, but Let's just play well. Arthur Smith has been coaching really well. And I still don't know what the Chargers is, even though the Chargers won that game. I still have no clue what the Chargers are, who they are. So I'm just going to leave it at that because, honestly, I chose the under for their win-loss for the season. And the reason why I chose the under was because I have no clue what this team is. So I'm just going to leave it like that. Minnesota looks really good right now, 7-1. Hockenson was a really good pickup for them. They looked to him a few times. That team is looking like a real playoff team right now. And depending on the matchups, they're looking like they could actually take the NFC crown. I'm not calling it at that. I'm calling that at this point. I'm just saying that they have a really good chance of coming out of the NFC. But we will see. Some teams start off really hot and they really slow down at the end. And we've noticed that a few times. We saw that with Arizona Cardinals last season. Started off really well. We saw that with the Pittsburgh Steelers that year when they went 11-0. So it's all about maintaining the efforts and stuff. So hopefully that Hawkinson pickups, hopefully injuries don't affect them, but they're looking like a team. And Washington, they're looking better with Taylor Heinicke rather than Carson Wentz. But who am I to say? When Carson Wentz is in, when he's back healthy, he will be back in. One of the big losses and surprises was the Buffalo Bills versus the Jets. That line was a very huge line. I think it was like 13 or 14 point line. And the Jets ended up winning by 3. Played some really good defense. Josh Allen suffered a little bit of a elbow injury. But at this point right now, they're saying that they don't know if he's going to be active for this week, which is going to make it really difficult when you're trying to choose the line. But we shall see. For the Jets keep rolling right now. The Jets might be one of the surprise teams of the season. They just keep going. They're playing pretty good defense all around. So let's just see exactly who the Jets are. I have no expectations. I think at this point right now, they just get to play freely. And that is, sometimes that's some of the scariest teams to face. The teams that actually get to play freely with no pressure on them. So that was a surprising loss. It keeps them close to the top of the AFC East. Like, It is going to be interesting to see this team at this point right now. The Bengals look like their offense came back, but they were facing Carolina. I know what everyone's going to say. Carolina almost beat my team. Yes, they had a chance to beat my team. But they went up against an offense that can spread the ball a lot more. Went up against a quarterback that can spread and that looks to spread the ball a lot more. And they got beat by double the points that they put up. So does this mean that Cincy's back? I honestly don't know what Cincy is at this point right now. Without Ja'Marr Chase, sometimes it feels like they're not really a team. But then they have a week like this where you're like, oh man, they are a solid team. So let's just see. Like, Cincy has a chance, but it's just a weird division, weird. Football this season has just been weird. So let's just take it week by week. I'm not going to call anything at this point. I think after this week, week 10, I will say who I think my picks are on the next episode. So let's just wait and see. Colts, we don't know what Colts. So let's talk about the Colts real quick. So the Colts fired their coach. And about 2 hours after, maybe not even 2 hours after, maybe an hour after, we get the news that came out that said that Jeff Saturday is now the interim head coach for the Colts for the remaining of the season. Jeff Saturday, whose only coaching experience is coaching high school football and served as an analyst on ESPN for the past, I think it was nine years, is now the interim head coach. Now, do I like this? Do I like this hiring? It's a controversial hiring because there are a lot of other people that are looking for a job, that could have got a job. The reason why I don't have as big of a problem with this hiring is because, one, it's an interim hiring. Two, honestly, I would not. A lot of people are talking about the Rooney Rule and how come a black coach wasn't considered, and if this is the same thing with a black coach, would that be the case? NFL is a good old boys club, and they're going to hire who they want to hire. And I know that the